Congress keeps the government open. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Congress averted another fiscal crisis with just time to spare. American Farm Bureau's Jonna Miller explains.
Congress passed what's called a continuing resolution, or CR, that avoids a government shutdown at the end of the month. That means the government is funded through the end of this fiscal year at the same spending levels. American Farm Bureau budget specialist R.J. Carney says the legislation also offers full spending bills for defense, military construction, and veterans affairs, homeland security, commerce, justice, and science, and agriculture.
What the full appropriations bill allows is full funding of programs for the Department of Agriculture, funding for food safety, for rural development programs, for a few nutrition programs, and ag research. These are all critical components to the department's mission.
But those full appropriation bills still include the $85 billion in automatic cuts known as sequestration.
What the CR did not do was give the secretaries of these departments the flexibility to combat the sequestration cuts. That lack of flexibility is going to prohibit secretaries from moving funds within the department to try to scale down the effects of the sequestration cuts.
But Congress did add a special provision to prevent those cuts from furloughing meat inspectors.
Furloughing meat inspectors would have had a negative effect for both livestock producers and for consumers. This would have prevented plants from doing their daily operations. They need a USDA meat inspector to continue the process of getting the meat out to the consumers.
If the meat inspectors were furloughed, the meat packing plants would have to shut down, which would lower supplies, meaning fewer sales for livestock farmers and higher meat prices for consumers. Fortunately, Congress's actions prevented that from happening. Jonna Miller, Washington.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.